If you look at it now, the home at 48 Oceanside Drive in Scituate, with its beige siding and bright white trim, seems so new. It must be empty inside. It's got a great view of stunning beaches and dramatic cliffs. But with that view comes danger.
Its shoreline faces exactly northeast, so the beach is perpendicular to the direction of the wind and the waves that come in.
Rick Murray knows a thing or two about science.
And its latitude is such that it's a little north of the tip of Cape Cod.
He's a Boston University Earth and Environment professor and a Scituate selectman.
So there's absolutely no protection from the wide open North Atlantic Ocean.
Murray believes this home probably should have never been built there.
Humanity has now achieved, for the first time in its history, the power to end its history.
Dwight D. Eisenhower was president when this house was bought by a successful accountant from Arlington. His family enjoyed the house for many years, but then the property's trials of death and rebirth began. First, the house burned down and was rebuilt. Then, the blizzard of 78 hit. The house at 48 Oceanside Drive was leveled again. Then-owner David Cooney had one advantage in what would be a long fight against nature, the National Flood Insurance Program. Cooney filed a claim, but says he can't remember how much money he got to rebuild. Whatever it was, it helped him construct a retirement home on the site of 48 Oceanside Drive. But Mother Nature wasn't done. In 1991, the nor'easter known as the Perfect Storm severely damaged the home, and Cooney sold it.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait.
Like the changing weather, time didn't stand still. George H.W. Bush is now president, and the next owner of 48 Oceanside Drive, Joseph Pizzaferri, repaired the damage. But the home got hit by storms not just once or twice, but three times. Pizzaferri says the flood insurance program's payouts didn't always cover the cost of repairs. So, like the previous owner, Pizzaferri sold.
My fellow Americans.
More time goes by, and now Bill Clinton is president. An accountant from Quincy bought the house for $465,000. Donald Craig Jr. was told he'd have to pay $12,000 annually in insurance premiums. But Craig was able to argue the property should have what's called grandfather status. In other words, it was built to code based on flood maps in effect at the time of the home's original construction. He got his premiums cut in half to about $6,000 a year. Under Craig's watch, the home was damaged several times by storms, but he got insurance payouts to help with the repairs. The flood insurance program gave him $40,000 more toward the cost of elevating the house.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for president of the United States of America.
As Barack Obama ran for president for the first time, Craig sold the house to Gary and Margaret Moidle of Florida for $1.2 million. Since then, it's been hit twice by storms, most recently in early 2013, causing $160,000 in damage. Federal payouts helped with repairs. Adding it all up, the four decades of destruction and repair, the New England Center for Investigative Reporting found the home at 48 Oceanside Drive has been damaged at least nine times, and the federal flood insurance program likely spent $750,000 to rebuild it. Costs like that, combined with the massive expense of rebuilding nationwide from Hurricane Katrina and Superstorm Sandy, drowned the National Flood Insurance Program. At a conference, FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate said the insurance program was $24 billion in debt.
Who's ultimately saddled with that debt if the insurance policies never pay that off? You, the taxpayer.
Congress voted to boost premiums for homeowners to pay for the true risk of living in flood-prone areas. FEMA also updated its flood maps, sending insurance rates higher and forcing thousands of people to sign up for coverage for the first time.
That's the wake-up call.
Jack Clark of the conservation group Mass Audubon says homeowners were shocked, and they let their senators and representatives know. The backlash was strong enough for the U.S. House to vote last week to limit flood insurance rate increases for most policyholders. The Senate is expected to vote this week. Clark says lawmakers are
essentially kicking the can down the road.
Murray, the Scituate selectman, believes homeowners living on the beach need to be moved off the coast. But that isn't an easy thing to tell people.
There's absolutely some people that will come up to me in the grocery store and express their counter opinions very strongly about even entertaining discussions about doing something different.
Some argue problems with the federal flood insurance program are exaggerated. Bed and breakfast owner Doris Crary says that's because it's perceived to benefit rich people. Crary lives down the street from 48 Oceanside Drive and says the flood insurance program could recover.
If we go through a period where we have fewer losses, all right, for years, then that money will be there to pay down that debt, and it will ultimately disappear.
Meanwhile, at 48 Oceanside, the current owner is hoping the federal government will pitch in what construction experts say is as much as $80,000 toward the cost of elevating the home again, this time hopefully higher than the waves that the next big storm will bring. Rupa Shenoy, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.